WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Performing music, especially pop music, is a job like any other, and performing in a lounge act is the jobbiest job of them all. When you wind up gigging in hotels or in the kind of restaurant that serves poo-poo platters, wearing a tux and working your stage patter around songs like Close to You and Feelings, that means something has gone very wrong in your ascent to musical stardom. Either you weren't talented to begin with, like the pianist Beau Bridges plays in The Fabulous Baker Boys, or else you've buried or ruined your genius somehow, like Beau's younger brother, who's played by Beau's real younger brother, Jeff. The Fabulous Baker Boys is a wonderful, moody little movie that imagines the Bridges brothers as a terminally mediocre two-piano lounge act. Beau is the fussy, chipper one, the one who books the gigs and handles the finances. Jeff is the haunted, sullen one, who can't stop punishing himself for prostituting his gifts. Now their act is on the skids. It's time to hire a singer. And after 37 hilariously bad auditions, in she walks. For some reason, the boys don't seem to notice that she looks exactly like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Terrific. 38.
What's that, 38? What, you guys got some kind of code or something?
Name?
Susie Diamond.
Catchy. You have any previous experience as a singer, Miss Diamond?
No.
Any entertainment experience at all?
Well, for the last couple of years, I've been on call for the AAA escort service.
Pfeiffer does her own singing in this movie, and if she doesn't have much voice, well, as Tracy said of Hepburn in Pat and Mike, what's there is churse. Her singing does what cabaret singing must. It brings an actress's feelings and strategies to the song, and she hits the notes, too. When the boys add her to the act, their careers start to soar, and no wonder. Pfeiffer's sensuality in this movie is almost overwhelming, and it has a comic kick to it as well. She plays her character as what the movies of the 40s used to call a good time girl, only she's sexy in an 80s way. When Beau sees erotic sparks start to fly between her and Jeff, he becomes even primmer and more fuss-budgety, and the lounge act begins to strain at the seams. But during a gig at a ritzy resort hotel, Beau has to go away for a night, and Jeff and Michelle are left alone. That night, their stage act is wildly steamy, with Michelle slinking across the top of the piano in a tiny red dress, singing Making Whoopee, and giving an almost graphic demonstration of the song's not-so-hidden meaning. It's a brilliantly funny, yet oddly moody scene, and the movie is full of them. The 29-year-old writer-director, Steve Clovis, wrote the screenplay for Racing with the Moon in 1984, but this is his first screen credit since, and what he's accomplished is amazing. The Fabulous Baker Boys makes comedy out of the tackiness of lounge life, but it also gets at that life's haunting, romantic, melancholy side, the side that comes through in the best old lounge songs, the side Noel Coward was talking about when he remarked on the potency of cheap music. The movie isn't much on plot. Its true subject is the tension created when you crisscross those two central relationships, the cozy, contentious one between brothers and the charged, even more contentious one between people who are about to become lovers. The Bridges brothers have never been better. You can see the depths of their relationship in every gesture and between every line. The Fabulous Baker Boys works the way a great sad song works. It reminds you what's so good about feeling bad.